Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, December 20th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate brought to light the merriment of the Christmas season in Barbados. The parish of Christ Church in particular continued their yearly mission to bring joy to the less fortunate. Leading the charge was Madame Eiffel, who was ably assisted by her little helpers, otherwise known as social workers. Other members of this charitable brigade were Mrs. Frampton, who was the wife of the agricultural advisor to colonial development and welfare, as well as Mrs. Laffin, former sister at the General Hospital. The highlight event organized by these women was none other than a Christmas party put on for the children of the Christchurch Baby Welfare League, as well as patients at Christchurch Almshouse. These persons received gifts in cash and kind, funded by the same committee. In true Christmas fashion, the police band led by Sergeant Archer delighted the large crowd with their renditions. Not only did they perform familiar Christmas carols, but they put their own twist on popular calypsos like the cricket song. In attendance at this party was representative for the Almshouse, Mrs. H. Talma. She was an influential woman in Barbadian society and would go on to become the first woman to contest in vestry elections and be elected to the vestry of Christchurch just a few weeks later in January 1951. At the festive event, she expressed her gratitude and appreciation for the thoughtfulness of Madame Eiffel and her team, with hopes to see the initiative grow in years to come. She further shone some light on other social workers who were integral to making the holiday season enjoyable for all, especially the less fortunate. The staff at the Almshouse, for instance, was highlighted, including the church warden and senior guardian, as well as Nurse West, the matron of the house. She further singled out Mrs. Lord, whose years of dedication to the social work committee could not go unmentioned. In highlighting these key players, she showcased the tireless efforts made by women in helping the less fortunate in their communities. Following Mrs. Talma's speech, the merry event was brought to a close with a vote of thanks by Mr. Archie Barrow. The selfless nature of Barbadians was brought to the attention of readers of the Barbados Advocate when a feature on the Christmas celebrations in Christchurch was published on this day, the 20th of December, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.